Established artist Nancy Lipa's journey with drawing traces back to her earliest memories. At first glance at her work, it might deceive the eye, resembling high-definition black-and-white photographs. However, Lipa's remarkable creations emerge from a unique pen and ink technique known as pointillism.
I compare it to tattooing, except I use paper instead of skin.
Through meticulous detailing and playing with various shades of gray, she utilizes the paper's white spaces to craft visual stories. She had no specific training, but she was always surrounded and exposed to various forms of art.
The influence was just being exposed to different types of art and different places that we'd lived. And my mom actually did a lot of art herself, various types of art. And in fact, before she passed, the last few years, she'd done duck decoys.
Lipa learned this technique mostly on her own. Her mother showed her some of the basics, like how to do color blending, perception, and composition. Yet she leaned towards a medium that requires just a couple of tools to create the art. She gradually found herself doing it more and more.
I don't know that it was a conscious decision. It was something I had always done, and everything I did was a way of unwinding. It was a way of looking at things differently. I was in computers in the Air Force, and I was a data analyst, and then before that, I tested software.
She currently has a show over at the gallery in Pace in Council Bluffs, but she has taken her artwork to many places.
It's called Undercurrents. That's up through the end of January. I have a piece in the Nebraska Biennial over at Gallery 1516. And a solo show last January was at the Fred Simon Gallery. I have shown in other group exhibitions over the years in two-person shows. One I was especially proud of was with Corey Broman, a glass artist. Our work just really worked well together, even though it was two completely different types of work. I've shown in Maryland. It's taken me places I wouldn't have otherwise thought of going into. And it's certainly allowed me to meet people I wouldn't have otherwise met.
For more information, you can visit the gallery space over at Pace or Lipa's social media. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.